Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining me in the second hour is my faithful rider on our chariot, James Harp. We've done a lot of media together over the years, and now that he's locked up in the great kingdom of Jonestown here in Canada, he's got some time on his hands, and there's no sense letting a good man go to waste and get some good knowledge and opinion out there. You know, what happened the last couple of days? Like, you know, if you just look at things and you take off the rose-colored glasses for just a second or two, like, if you just can't see cult written all over it, can you imagine they inaugurate the president? And it's, you know, I don't even think in third world countries with banana republics or anywhere else that you're going to see a closed square, barbed wire, the fences, that they don't even have some of their faithful in the crowd to put on a show or anything like that. It was just so dystopian. It was beyond even what Orwell. America swore in presidents in wars, even in the Civil War, and there was never anything quite like that. And then the whole Q thing falling apart, you know, he just shuts down, pulls the plug, and everybody goes home. So I was waiting. Well, I wonder whether there's any scrapping or fighting or anything like that. And, you know, I look online and I see, you know, one guy standing in front of the state legislature in New York because nobody told him to go home. He's all by himself, and that happened in a couple of other places, and you're going, this is like a giant mind control operation. I've always thought the Q thing was a giant mind control operation, because anything that creates what you would call, you know, this hope porn or savior that's going to do it all for you, the whole concept of white hats, I thought was the biggest bunch of bunk. I wrote a blog about that in 2012 with Daffy Duck, you know, dressed up as a detective, you know, going after all the elements for the mass arrests and all this kind of stuff. If there's any rule in law enforcement, any rule, you don't break your operational security by announcing in advance that you're going to arrest anyone, especially, you know, really dangerous criminals who could be prone to flight or worse, fight. You know, it has to come as a complete surprise, and usually that's done in the dead of night. So this is just counter to anything and defies all logic. But so many people I've known have been hooked by this, and because it's almost like you're being indoctrinated into a cult, that you believe everything the leader says and nothing to the contrary can change that around for you. And it's a terrible shame, because if this is what is, that we have cult masters taking over and running the most powerful nation in the world and the ancillary other nations attached by military treaty, we are in a very, very dangerous position. And I posted a documentary on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, about Jonestown and what went on there, just to give you an idea of what it was like to be in there and what it's like to be in the cult experience, that the supreme leader has opinions and those are, you know, in stone. You can't violate them, that you have enforcers. You know, even as we speak, I'm told, you know, the Biden regime, because I don't believe, you know, the Democrats said, you know, not my president when Trump got elected. And I say, you know, for him, because of all the cheating, it's just not the president, that they're sharpening their sticks and getting ready to go ahead and go after the conservative movement or anyone who might think or believe in anything that Trump had to say. And this is, again, like China, the cultural revolution, that you cannot think contrary to what the cult masters have decided. This is a very, very dangerous time. It is so dangerous, in fact, I'd have to say, if Donald Trump was anything, he was a complete and abject failure for leaving his people and his nation to face this without at least one branch of government on the side of the people. And most appropriately, the head of state, the president, should have been on their side. But I think they read him as I told you last time up, he's a showman. He brings the circus to town, but he's not Washington, and he's not Ulysses S. Grant. He's not a fighter, and he can't be a fighter. It's completely out of his abilities. And that's a shame, because at this point in time, the chief of a military and basically the chief of organized law enforcement in a nation has to be able to use force at points in time. And that would be with a reprobate nation, whether they're attacking you in an invasion or to deal with some other type of consequences, or internally when you are facing insurrection. And I go that this is more than insurrection. It's more of an infiltration and invasion. A foreign enemy's taken over the country. And there's no way you can just surrender and walk away, especially after you kick them in the tail. You know, that should have been a well-laid-out plan to say, okay, expose and move. And if there's anything you learn in any tactician, in any military, is, you know, the general who stands still loses, and the one who advances wins. There was no room for error here, and he dropped the ball. It's just like, you know, Nancy Pelosi's the little girl in the Charlie Brown cartoon, and Trump is Charlie Brown coming to kick the ball, and she pulls it away, and he lands on his rear end. This is a terrible, terrible time, because we are going to have to face these enemies, foreign and domestic, on our own, with them having a police state. And I disagree with our author on another thing, too, about the mock innocence of states, governments, leaders, security organizations, et cetera, et cetera, that they do not do evil. It's fundamental. And I think James wants to enlighten us on the Canadian issue about the MK Ultra mind control experiments. Our own McGill University here in Canada, in Montreal, was contracted out by the CIA to do torturous mind control experiments. And that's on the soft side of things, because if you haven't heard my interview with Stephen Kinzer on Sidney Gottlieb and the experiences of the LSD, you've really missed out on something, and you should go back through Power Hour archives to find that. It is just chilling, or get his book on that. You will not be disappointed. James, let us know about the Kool-Aid they're peddling up here back in the day.
Well, it's great to be back on Power Hour and getting the real message out that the social media really don't portray to the people out there. It's great to be on the show. And hats off, whether you like it or not, our U.S. neighbors have elected a new president. And I got a few questions on my own opinion about that. But at least it looks like there's a trade-off in the regime. And who knows what the next 4 years are going to bring.
I'm not too optimistic looking at the grand scheme of things.
That little lull in you. I sense you're very optimistic about that.
Well, there's an old song from the 60s that Herman's Hermits did. It's kind of, there's a hush going on around the world. And there's a kind of hush going around the world, classic old song, and there is. There's just like a deafening silence of shock, and that's why I read the intro for Papillon, as Papillon was taken into solitary confinement, that this is a breaking of your mind, your spirit, and your body to allow you to be rebuilt and cultured into something else. And this was all part of what the MK Ultra mind control experiments were, using drugs, sleep deprivation, and just basically abject torture to just break you down into jello and try to reform you into something else that they could control. What did they do back then, James?
Well, it's really amazing. You're just talking about MK Ultra, and from the information I got, it was fully sanctioned in 1953, reduced a bit in 64, and then halted in 1973. So almost you got 20 years of MK Ultra experiments on people, and mostly the experiments were through psychedelics, through LSD, and to find out mind control. And Us up here in Canada, I guess we can't say we're innocent of doing some of these MK Ultra experiments, because the wife of one of our prime minister's father was involved in these MK Ultra experiments, funded by the CIA, as a matter of fact. And it's very interesting that the leader of our country, wife's father was involved in these experiments. So, you know, and there's not much mention about that at all in any of our Canadian textbooks, George.
Well, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. The CIA did settle class action suits or lawsuits of some sort in years past. One of the first things Comrade Trudeau did when he came to power was reclassify all the declassified material on MK Ultra and what went on at McGill. And the doctor involved, Mila Mulrooney's father-in-law, was Dr. Dmitry Pivniki. And that, how do you get, you know, that our top political family is heavily involved in doing all the dark arts in control? And it's just beyond belief. But if, you know, you look up this on the internet and you look at some of the pictures, children, there was a member of parliament's wife who was involved in this, and a great singer too. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was a top Canadian performer. He was also used in these experiments as well. And many people I've come across have told me about things that have happened to them in these dark days and claim to have been through this as well. It's just not a pretty sight. And I look at this as routine. It's part of the preparation and research to build a better police state, that, you know, they just want us completely and totally humbled. I was, humbled to be on Richard Serrett's Conspiracy Show Sunday night in Toronto. Haven't been on that for a long, long time, and because I'm not politically correct. But there is something very, very important that, people don't see in this, greater picture. And I said that towards the end of the show when we talked about Jimmy Jones, the cults, and some of the things I think are holes in the story about what happened in San Francisco. But if they're rebuilding Jonestown on a global scale, or at least a national scale, what's the Kool-Aid? How about the injection? Because they were a death cult, and they thought we were deficient, and we had to be removed from the body politic. And if they are devotees of this, most of what I hear that's in this injection is just a toxic devil's brew, just like the drinks that they forced into people were loaded with cyanide and almost any other disgusting material you could find, as a total insult and degradation to your body. And this time, we may take it internally. Dr. Simone Gold was arrested for being in this alleged intrusion into the Capitol. And I find that difficult to swallow, because she's been such an outspoken critic of the vaccine and is a star and should never ever put herself on the front lines. Her job is to win the information war with her medical prowess and skills, not to be a street battler. But, she was just walking through. I don't know if the tapes have been faked to show her in the Capitol building, that she took a tour before, or was legitimately in there, because everything looks clean and well-ordered. It doesn't look like a period of time when they were ripping everything apart. And she seems to be with people that are normally dressed, as opposed to street goons. And so that's a terrible thing. But she did make some very great points about this injection. And that is in Africa, subtropical Africa, they only have 1% per capita of the deaths that we have in the industrial world. So they have no ICU beds. And they do that because they use the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D, vitamin C, and more traditional treatments. And people get over it, and they get better. So that's something that's just not going to be hounded on by the New York Times or any other media. They would just call her a crack and a crackpot. And that's just most disgusting. And it's so important that someone like her is out there to attract a great, great audience to hear the details. Is there anything else you got to add about MK Ultra?
Well, exactly. You know, during the time they were experimenting with LSD, and they also experimented a lot with heroin, morphine, and mescaline and peyote. And it really, really gets me down. So I started thinking about psychedelics that would actually, you know, they would drug the unsuspecting people with these barbiturates. And it just struck me now that they are trying to legalize these psychedelic drugs, and they're going to be trading on the stock market to ease people with chronic care, like with stage 4 cancer, stage 4 of another infectious disease, that they're starting to infiltrate this now. Instead of using a lot of injections in them, they're going to get them on the psychedelics. And MKUltra actually experimented with these psychedelics, such as mescaline and peyote, and back in the day, and they're going to, and it's a plant-based, mescaline and peyote, a plant-based drug, and they're starting to infiltrate the seniors' homes now to get them on this barbiturates that it will create hallucinations, but really mind, really numbs the pain. So it's very interesting that these stocks are starting to trade on the stock market now. And just when you started mentioning injectables, that's what the next thing that came to my mind about these, you know, these drugs that produce euphoria and hallucinations are going to be given to some of the seniors in our homes now to alleviate some of the injections that they are given to the patients right now.
Well, as I recall from my interview and reading Poisoner in Chief by Stephen Kinzer, the game back then was to get control of all humans by giving them LSD. And this was the big game plan, to turn you into some sort of drugged slave, just like Brave New World. You get your soma, you're happy, you're content, and you're operated by, you know, the command of whoever's doing it. And this is your life. And in this modern era, it appears that was a bit of a failure. It didn't work. And the new game plan is to probably do it with microcircuitry by putting nanobots in her body, which you're not supposed to say. But Ray Kurzweil said that some time ago, that this is their game plan, that, you know, by 2030, we may be more robot than human. And that's not something to take lightly in any way, shape, or form. And it just boggles my mind, really, that that people just are so inured to this. Other things that happened when they injected people in a New York State nursing home, 24 people died where they had no deaths before, and 137 got sick. And in Norway, over 20 people died at a nursing home when they injected them with this thing. And I imagine, overall, they're probably covering this up to a great extent. And the fact that you can get some information about these things is very, very pertinent. You know, years ago, I think it was 2007 or something, I came across an article by Bill Joy, the chief scientist of Sun Microsoft, and he wrote a piece, "They Don't Need Us Anymore." And I sent it out to a lot of people, and, you know, now there's a whole lot of people to tell about it, but he spoke very, very clearly about the fact that this is the long-term game plan. And what was most shocking was in his introduction, he quoted from the Unabomber's manifesto, because Ted Kaczynski talked about this, the new Luddite challenge, that they're going to do this to us and seize power. And I guess he was so far ahead of the game that he decided to use violence and blow up some of the people that he thought were enemies of humanity to try to take this off the tracks, where the much better approach, of course, is, yes, to write, to be interviewed, and to educate people about what's going on, because after he's out of the picture, all this information is lost and nobody thinks about looking at his manifesto or reading or studying about these effects coming down the trail like a freight train. But he forecast all these things that are going to be upon us in very, very short order. And you can see how it's all being assembled, just like when you round up cattle or other animals and you're going to put them on a train or you're going to send them to the slaughterhouse, that there's a big gate around them and there's only one way out, is you have to go through that gate to wherever they want you to go. And that's it, you know. And we are being herded up like that too, where they're scaring people into doing it. And then the next step would be to coerce them into doing it, and then to force them into doing it. And then those that don't do it would be probably gotten rid of. And I see that very, very clearly, too. So I remember reading about that, that there are five steps to this protest: advertising, propaganda, coercion, terrorization, and then finally euthanasia. This is what's planned, because the Great Reset is not about money primarily. It's about reducing the curve of the human population. And
you know, it's interesting you mention the word euthanasia, because just recently our Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is fighting with Pfizer, which is one of the lead vaccine companies that distribute this so-called vaccine throughout the world. And they're going to be delayed in delivering our product to Canada for over a month. Now, we had the premier, actually Pfizer's CEO, and he pawned off into some other company saying why the delay. But it just makes me wonder, a month without no vaccine, more elderly people will pass on, which would create a bigger demand for the vaccine. And it just strikes me very unusual that all of a sudden there seems to be a shortage. And there was no leading steps to show that there was going to be a shortage for the past month. So it's really amazing how this time is scheduled to produce something else. And none of us were really saw it coming. And all of a sudden now there's a shortage of, we're going to be 1 month behind in getting our vaccinations for people who actually want the vaccinations. It just strikes me kind of unusual.
I think it's very logical. It's something I've used in jest, but like I say, I think the enemy listens to me far more closely than people that are allies. They like it best when you beg for it. I'm going to kill you. Beg me to do it. There's a shortage of vaccines. Scare you. Please, give me one. Well, okay, I'll give you one.
Yeah.
Bye. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Foyne with James Hart, Power Hour Nation.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using the Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in this segment is James Harp, one of my regular radio colleagues going way back. And there's a little point in news, a small little story from Toronto, but a big story in the heart and minds of people. A contact I've had was arrested for, you know, organizing a protest in Toronto while they have laws passed to restrict your human rights, violate the Canadian Constitution and the UN Charter of Human Rights. But he's just been a steadfast resistor to all this crap. His name is Lamont Daigle, and he organized protests since March. Every weekend, sometimes they hear it downtown, the bands going down the street, the noise is being made, and they were moving so fast you could hardly catch up to them even if you wanted to try. I was always hoping to interview him on the show to talk about some of these things, but now that he's hopefully out on bail, that's not going to happen because he's got to keep his mouth shut, but others are filling the void. Another woman arrested was Kellyanne Farkas, and, you know, it's just we have a right to assemble and protest and say and do things. We have a right to freely move about our countries and between countries. Those are international human rights, and these are being taken away. And the politicians that are doing that are human rights violators, no different than any other diabolical character that has existed through time, but so far just on a small scale. But, you know, it really doesn't matter how gently you do this or how violently, it's a human rights violation, and it just sickens me. And, you know, an American who faced this, you know, I just call her the first Orwellian non-person in the United States, is Laura Loomer, the alternative media broadcaster where she's had all her bank accounts closed up, ability to transfer funds. She was denied a concealed carry permit in Florida and all sorts of other things to make her the Orwellian non-person because she has a point of view, which is completely and totally allowed under the Universal Declaration and which is completely and totally allowed under the Bill of Rights in the United States. These rights are being taken away. And when you see this happening, you know that you are in the first steps of a genocide, because that's what they do. And some people deny a previous genocide. Well, that's up to you, because you have freedom of opinion, in my opinion, so I don't really get fussed about things like that. That's just your opinion. But there was a vibrant middle class that was boarded up, prevented from having their businesses used, and anyone who wanted to use their businesses were punished. They had their bank accounts closed, their professional licenses denied. That sounds very much like what's happening to Laura. So they always pick something. It could be a religion, it could be a gender, it could be a color, it could be a political point of view, whether you're liberal, conservative, or something else. And that these types of pogroms gather speed and come into effect. And once the madness starts, it's very difficult to stop madness. It's like a runaway freight train or a crashing plane. It has its own momentum, and it'll usually carry on until it runs out of juice, and then it starts to falter and fall apart. But the damage that's done in the meantime is horrific. Like one story that really upset me this morning was a woman who had a child in Mongolia where they have severe lockdown. She tested positive. They took her to an isolation camp. They took her in her hospital gown and those little plastic booty things they put on your feet in the hospital, and she had to line up outside this camp for processing. It's minus 25, and her baby died. So, that's really looking after people. It's like Ronald Reagan said, the most dangerous words in the English language are, we're here from the government, we're here to help, because usually the damage they do is many, many fold worse than what you're dealing with. I can't remember if I did this on the Conspiracy Show Sunday night, but it was something that I remember watching from the Black Plague Death documentary I saw some time ago. If you had the Black Death in the 1600s in London, they nailed your door shut for 40 days, put a guard outside. You couldn't get out. So it turns out more people died from being imprisoned in their own domiciles than from the Black Death. 40 days is a long time with what you have at hand, if you have anything at hand. And so I think it was 80% of the people died from the quarantine as opposed to the plague. But that was okay because we were in a blind fear panic. And many, many leaders want to generate that up and go further, faster, harder. And I think one of them is the President of the United States now, for lack of a better word. Usurper, I guess that would be it. Usurper of the United States. And that he wants to jack this up because it's a cult. You know, there's calls for a new secret police force to spy on Trump supporters, building COVID detention camps, and things of that like. You know, it's a terrible state of affairs. Terrible state of affairs. The only good thing about Mongolia is with protest, the prime minister resigned. Hallelujah. Five dead after fired India vaccine maker plant. Well, they don't take that lightly down there. They know about some of those things and what they're really dealing with, and they don't take it easily. UN agency swoon as Joe Biden rushes to the globalist embrace, going back to the World Health Organization, making Fauci a god again, and he's going to look into where it all happened, where, why, where, how did this all happen? But he'll never tell you the truth, and he'll never find it because he's a disinformation agent and useless fool as well. But there was stories I've come across, a reporter I had on in 2018, Diliana Gaitanseva. It's called Project G2101, Pentagon Biolab Discovered MERS and SAR-like Coronaviruses in Bats. This is her report from Tbilisi, Georgia, where they transferred these viruses in bats under diplomatic cover to Wuhan, China. And she also covered the story when I interviewed her back then on how they were smuggling arms into Syria under diplomatic passport from some of the former Russian stand countries through Bulgaria, through Saudi Arabia, into Syria to kill whole villages of undesirables, because that's what Satan does. And sooner or later, that may come to a hometown near you. Biden signs federal mask mandate, repeals Muslim ban, rejoins Paris Climate Agreement, which is a joke. I interviewed the scientist who collected the data. They completely misused it. It's all a lie. But that doesn't matter, because we're in a cult. And the cult leader has spoken. And the mask is significant because it shows you are a slave. You're now an indentured slave. And it's part of the mind game they play on you to dehumanize you, to cover your face so that you're not recognized as human anymore. So as we up this up a little bit more, you know, we don't see your face. And maybe it's easier to sneak the artificial intelligence creatures among us, because we won't be able to tell them apart. The flesh tones are hard to duplicate. Amazon gets the nod to deliver vaccines. They wouldn't do that with Trump, but they'll do that with Biden. I don't think they're you know, speeding up the means of getting the Kool-Aid out there isn't much. The only good thing about the cult, and that it's this specific cult, is you have a predetermined release valve already programmed into your psyche, or most people have. They've heard the words, don't drink the Kool-Aid. So you can deprogram yourself from taking the Kool-Aid by saying that over and over again. Don't take the Kool-Aid. Don't take the Kool-Aid, because you recognize it is the Kool-Aid. It's not good for you, and you know what the end result is, and you know who's giving it to you and why. That doesn't hurt any either. But that's one small benefit that may be at your disposal for cult 101 rescue. Leftists resume riots soon as Biden is inaugurated. Wow, you know, you got to have a good party. And maybe they were already ready to do something and they just wanted to unwind a little bit. But that was a good night in Portland, Oregon. Cesar Chavez's grandniece has no idea why Joe Biden put his bust in the Oval Office. Well, I think I have an idea. It's symbolic of where we're going in our new cultural revolution. It's just, how far will it go before we find some courage? Courage. Everybody talks the Second Amendment, and I say it all the time. Second Amendment is meaningless. It's meaningless because if you don't have knowledge and you don't have courage, you're wasting your money buying guns. Hashtag not my president. National Guard soldiers turn their backs on Beijing Biden's presidential motorcade. Well, good for them. FBI arrested Dr. Simone Gold, and she was singled out. I look at her as, you know, a super American patriot and heroine. She was fired from the medical job she had. She's also a lawyer right here, and she was, you know, standing up as well in a video that YouTube pulled, but I was able to recover from BitChute and put on my website so you can hear her last, or maybe almost last, speech. That, you know, a doctor in Oregon had his medical license pulled just like that. No hearings, no investigation. It's just, you said the forbidden words, eh? It's gone. It's a genocide. These are steps in genocide, people. And you better come to grips with that, because sooner or later, they're going to take you out kicking and screaming. The best fight would have been with Trump as president, that he could have done something, you know, probably constitutionally sound, but it would have taken courage, which is a kind of courage I don't think he possessed. COVID lockdowns leave one-third of U.S. small businesses and almost half minority-owned businesses unable to pay the rent. Well, just like Mr. Joy said, I guess they don't need us anymore. U.S. Chamber to Joe Biden, you can help Americans by importing foreign workers. Sometimes you wonder, you know, if somebody's hit their head, you know, Maxwell's silver hammer, boing, goes down upon their head. Can we have enough trouble finding work for people already here that are especially in a lot of trouble? Is niacin a missing piece of the COVID puzzle? Well, that's a good one. We know about the vitamin deficiencies with B, C, and D, and specifically green niacin. So I started taking that just out of the blue because it's supposed to help lower your cholesterol. And I thought that was much better than any of the kind of drugs they want to give you. So conveniently, I've been doing that. You got to be careful with the niacin that you just don't have plain niacin. It's supposed to go through your body quickly, give you a rash or something like that. You need some of the better tempered ones that probably cost a few bucks more. So it's a more delayed, flow through your body, and it probably wouldn't do you any harm. So that takes care of our news segments, and now we're back to the fate of the world and the dangers we're in. You wanted to have a little more to say about our MK Ultra?
Well, just a little off topic right now. I remember my days doing pirate radio and pirate TV here in Toronto. There was an article that came across the desk talking about Scientology. So there was a Scientology office, an enormous Scientology office off Yonge Street here in Toronto. I'm sure George remembers the one I'm talking about. And I decided to go in and do a little research there. Well, first thing I got greeted at the door coming off Yonge Street was looked like a lot of zombies. Like they just seemed to be mind-controlled zombies. So I was a little apprehensive in actually going in the doors of a Scientology building. So I said, what the heck, what have I got to lose? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, might as well. Weekend's coming. So as I walked into the building, I was approached by a gentleman that I later got to interview. And he said, sit right down, I'll answer all your questions. Well, there's a lot of questions that he didn't answer that he asked me to ask, but he didn't answer. Which I thought, okay, this is part of the religion and what they believe in. I took it for granted. But then the one hooked me up to this VU machine that it would produce a small current through your body, and through this current through your body was supposed to open up your mind, something like an MK Ultra experience. And when your mind was open, they could question you and get inside your head. Well, needless to say, I didn't participate in that because I just looked around me and looked at all the mindless zombies that were around me. But it was amazing how they introduced sex to draw you into these cults and crowds. And beautiful looking women there around the area, but it just looked like they had no mind of their own. And as a lot of cults, this is the Raelians too, they they got you interested in sex, say that you part of this religion, this is available for you as a young guy, young single guy. It is very appealing, but you had to grab a hold of yourself, give yourself a head of shake and say, what is the outcome of being part of these sects? And we all know what the outcome would be. Church of Scientology is no longer in Toronto, but it's predominant in the U.S. And everybody follows the leader, Ron Hubbard, which was a drug addicted and alcohol person that wrote science fiction. So you're placing your trust in one of these people, and that's how you get indoctrinated into these sects and cults. So I just thought I'd throw a little in through my investigation through these cults that really use a lot of sex and mind control to rope you into their religion, and later they get to manipulate to do what they want to do, which in my mind they figured they were the right thing in doing.
Oh, indeed. You also reminded me of another story. Is Tom Cruise was saying, get your injection. And Tom Cruise is a big feature in Scientology. And so listen to him. He's got his VU meter all hooked up, and he can be a zombie turned on or off as the need requires. So, don't let him down. But this is a battle for eternity, really. And you have to be on your guard 24/7 on this, not to take the Kool-Aid, not to take the ideologies or ideas, and realize that a lot of the people that you are mixing and meeting with are cult mind controlled. In the debacle from a couple of weeks ago, I was supposed to have a guest on who was going to talk about the philosophies of liberalism and how he changed away from it, and he wrote a book on that. And it was an interesting topic, but probably not the right time or day with the crisis from a couple of weeks ago. And it just wouldn't float as well. But it's a very important story, because as soon as he started to smell the coffee and start to change some of his opinions on things, he was immediately turned on by other people in the cult. And his cult, of course, was the Democratic Party, which operates completely and totally like a cult. If you don't believe their mantras, they're taking you away. and putting you in the happy farm or something like that. And that's how you know you're in a cult, is because you can't have a divergent opinion. They have, like, muscle to come along and, you know, it's not exactly like they're boxing with you, but pressure you and push you back in the direction that they want to go. That's not a political party. That's a cult. I was interviewed by Jim Fetzer, you know, a couple days ago, too. We did a recording, and, you know, I could say that I could be a classic liberal in the 19th century concept, where thoughts, ideas, books, reading, the advancement of human intelligence are part and parcel of the program. That's been completely hijacked, and it's completely opposite to what we face today. It's all a mind control operation. And it's a terrible shame, because I know where these things go historically, and they're not pretty places. And unfortunately, sometimes you have to learn by experience. And you spend time in Gulag America as it's going to develop, and you take your lumps and your beatings, and you eat your chicken heads, and you're thumped around and debased, humiliated, and disgusted. There's going to come a point in time where you're going to find the cojones to stand up for what you believe in, and maybe there'll be a change. Or maybe, like in Papillon, you just find that place one time where you can launch something that floats and jump from a high place out into the sea and be swept away to somewhere else in a stroke of luck. But that's fate. You were also saying, too, that you found some information about Mr. Biden being under control of the Jesuits, and, of course, with the three main cities being Washington, the City of London, and Vatican City. You know, that has a lot of flavor to who really runs the world, too.
Well, it's not really a coincidence that a prominent U.S. Jesuit, the Reverend Leo J. O'Donovan, former president of Georgetown University, did deliver his speech at the inauguration of President Joe Biden yesterday. Now, there's been only two Catholic presidents in the history of the United States, John F. Kennedy, as well as Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, of course, is the second Catholic president in the history of the United States. In the past few years, particularly during the pontification of Pope Francis, the Society of Jesus has been the most important and visible reserve of intellectual and spiritual powers for global Catholics. So it goes way back about the Jesuits actually running the whole operation. And a lot of people don't know about the Jesuits. And the Jesuits control the Vatican and are the real spiritual gatekeepers of the New World Order and the Illuminati, according to a former Bishop Gerard Beaufort. So, you know, the Jesuits, you and me interviewed the author of Vatican Assassins. I believe his name was Eric Phelps.
Yes,
is that correct, George? And he had quite a lot to say about the Jesuits actually control. It's more like, I don't know what somebody would call it, a secret society. They put all the cards out on the table and you got to call their bluff. But not too much is mentioned about the Jesuits actually running the strings behind the curtain of deceit of what a lot of people say is the government. And it's amazing how much power that they have. And they actually do control the Vatican, which a lot of people don't believe. And only the second Catholic president of the United States, Joe Biden, and the other presidents, the religion was Unitarian and, I believe, Protestant. So it's very interesting to see how this is going to unfold on the stage of worldly events, as Biden being the only second Catholic president in the history of the U.S.
Well, I have a very old book in the library section on my website that deals with the Vatican assassins, and it's written for and about the Masons and the battles they had with them through history, assassination, murder, imprisonment, and such like that, that they waged a war on Freemasonry. And it's a very good reading, because you get insight into probably why they stay so secretive. There are various forces that vie for global control that want to be the masters of the slave colony. And it is very, very important for you to get in touch with reality, that reality, and to not just knuckle down and take it. Because, of course, nothing is going to stop this by just bowing out. They'll come for isolated groups here or there and try to, force them out of the picture or to shut you down from speaking. Well, that's when more people have to stand up to protest. If we all openly reject what's being done, there's nothing they can do to us. That's something Max Egan gets into, and I think he's doing a whole lot better. So people who prayed for him, good job. He seems to have made a full recovery. And it's just very, very important that you understand that. They need our consent and acquiescence to enslave us by us going along with the program. And I've been finding, maybe a good motivator is watch some of the old classic prison films like The Great Escape. I found Colditz and, something like that to put up to give you an idea of what it's like to be in, some sort of custody like that. And primarily the main duty of a prisoner of war is to escape, to get out of the circumstances, to not break psychologically. And, one of the things I looked at, because I like to compare things to great military epics in history, and, I look at Donald Trump, too, as like Douglas MacArthur. Douglas MacArthur, when he was on Corregidor, they called him Dugout Doug because he was always in his dugout, and then he was evac'd out to go to Australia and just leave everybody behind, and all the ones who are left behind go on the Bataan Death March and end up going into a Japanese prisoner of war camp. And as a leader, I would find that unfathomable that I abandoned my people and left them to circumstances like that. And that's why I feel he's a failure, is he should have organized a better resistance, because he did have the will of the people, as far as I can understand it. And if his voters all stood firm and did not move, it'd be over, and they couldn't do anything. And it's just a matter of having that resolve. So why he folded his tent, that's up in the air. Maybe they have his file to dump, and it scared him enough that he didn't want people to know. That's the difficult thing of this sort of game they play, is we don't know what devil in the deep blue sea is actually running the show. And from the ones we do know, most of it's not pretty, even on a good day. They're the best of liars, deceivers, cheats that you can ever imagine. And lying is their specialty. Telling the truth is the philosophy of Power Hour Nation. Great old movie I found on the website, Ace in the Hole, 1951. The sign on the wall and a cross tell the truth about a newspaper that goes rogue, or at least the reporter does. Very interesting to learn about those things. Thank you for coming to Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund. With us was James Hart. Thank you, James. Until the next time, God bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.